while, the dance hall boys there starting us off. One called the Old Veterans Polka, and with that, I'd like to say Vita me vas and welcome to show number 19 here on Czech Classics. Then and now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven, the world's Polka Network. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by. Glad to be here with you. Going to bring you an hour or so of great Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And like I said, we started that off with the Dancehall Boys and the Old Veterans Polka. And I want to send that out to all the veterans out there. Thank you so much for all your service. I hope you had a nice, enjoyable Veterans Day in your honor. I apologize for not getting that on last week's show. Sometimes these shows just get away from me, though. I'll be honest with you. There's almost a month gap in between when I first even pick out the music to plan a show to when it finally finishes being broadcast. And sometimes I get dates confused or don't realize, you know, when things are coming back. Actually, you're hearing this show after Thanksgiving. I'm actually recording it a week before Thanksgiving, so my brain gets a little jumbled sometimes. But anyway, once again, thank you to all the veterans out there. And like I said, as of now, it's post-Thanksgiving. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm assuming mine went well. If I'm back in a couple of weeks, I can tell you for sure. So, you know, maybe you're in a meat coma right now still. It's Sunday night. You're kind of relaxing, resting up from all the holidays. So let's get some music going for you. That'll make it a little more enjoyable. Kick off the set here is the Bill Mraz Orchestra, one called In Dreamland Waltz.
Thank you.
Some great Polish fiddling there from Brian Marshall. One called Mitchell's Waltz. Right before that, the Bay City Dutchman doing an old Witek Elsnik arrangement, the Adrian Polka. And like I said, we started that off with the Bill Moraz Orchestra and In Dreamland Waltz. And now we're going to do some live music. About 10 years ago, well, let me just say, I guess one of the great things about doing this podcast over the past 15 years or so I've been doing it, 1999, is I will get people, I guess, who think I'm some kind of recording engineer, which I'm not, but I do take audio very seriously, will send me cassettes or things like that, or records, and ask me to transfer them for them, you know, make a copy, say, hey, please keep a copy for yourself, just send me a copy back, and I'm always willing to do that. You know, anytime. It's a lot of fun. And so about 10 years ago, a gentleman named David Kaczurek actually plays in the Shiner Hobo Band, contacted me. He had a shoebox full of cassettes that his father had recorded from the 1960s through the early 1980s, live recordings of the Joe Patek Orchestra, and wanted to know if I would be interested in transferring those over to CD, cleaning them up. And I was like, let me think about it for about half a second. Yes. So gladly took that project on and wound up with, I think, 12 CDs full of music going from the 1960s all the way up to 1981. Live recordings of the Joe Patek Orchestra, one-of-a-kind recordings. So I thought I would feature some of those today and let you hear what the Joe Patek Orchestra sounded like live. If you're like me, you never got to hear them live. They pretty much disbanded by the time I really got interested in polka music. So we're going to feature some live music from the Joe Patek Orchestra. Like I said, these are all home recordings recorded just out in the audience near the stage. So the quality is not going to be fantastic, but they really give you a good feel of what the Joe Patek Orchestra sounded like live at a real dance. So we're going to kick it off from the Moulton Picnic sometime in the 1960s. Here's the Old Meadow Polka. Thank you.
Mary, dancing a starlight waltz with me. You were my dream of bliss. You gave my lips a starlight kiss. Your blue eyes, they seemed to say, come take me and waltz me away.
Thank you.
Wow, you know, you don't hear those much anymore, a Snowball or a Paul Jones. Unfortunately, maybe a Big Dance you might, but I can't remember the last time I heard a band do one of those. Like I said, we wrapped up with some live Joe Patek music there. Let's see what we started with. A couple from an undated 1960s Moulton Picnic. The Old Meadow Polka, and then what I just called Unknown Two-Step. It's kind of a country song. I don't have a clue what it is. If any of you out there recognize that tune, drop me an email, let me know, because I don't have a clue what it is. It's just kind of your standard kind of country sound, the same kind of chords, but I didn't recognize it, so maybe one of you guys out there did. From April 18th, 1976, the Starlight Waltz. And then back to the 1960s at some point, Picnic down in New Tatton. Like I said, with a nice Snowball polka medley there, Rise My Darling, Colleen Colleen, Roaring Mountains, and the Eyes of Texas. So I hope you enjoyed that, a little live, very rare music from the Joe Patek Orchestra. And we're just about out of time for our first half hour. We're going to let the station run some promos in the meantime. I'm going to squeeze one last song in. Here's a little Conjunto from Brave Combo. One called Eloina's Marbles. Thank you.
Besides, you're lying, yeah, for you need me, baby. She describes a known quirky lot. To na dukaž naše vlne lásky, že místo jim bude. To na dukaž naše vlne lásky, že místo jim bude.
Ryan Winkler Orchestra there doing a very scratchy, that's an old Hummingbird 78 version of the El Rancho Grande, and I really wish I could get a cleaner copy of that. I've tried to clean that up as much as I can with the software I have available to me. I probably could go buy some more expensive stuff and get that sounding a little better, but there's only so much you can do to those old 78s. You know, once they get to that condition, you just you take them for what they are. But I hope you enjoyed that. A great version. I don't know if you could hear it underneath the hiss. It was a really great version of El Rancho Grande. Right before that, Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra doing the Heartaches Waltz, otherwise known as Maybe Yes, Maybe No. And like I said, we started that off with Sonny Pertalik and the Classic Sounds Combo doing the Long Road to Praha. We're just going to continue on now. A little northern music. Like I said, I've played a couple numbers off this album before. I don't know who the artists are. It's just kind of a group of musicians got together. The name of the album is A Tribute to Jerry Mazinetz, where they re-recorded a lot of Jerry's biggest tunes, and it's, you know, kind of updated with the modern sound. It's really cool. So here's a nice polka one called Nes Musis Beat Mu, blah. A little tongue-tied this morning. Nes Musis Beat Mu, otherwise known as Today You Are Mine.
Thank you. Sedavate,
The Doika Brothers there wrapping up our last set. One called the Happiness Waltz. I actually had a chance to see the Doika Brothers a couple of weekends ago down at Wurstfest. Went and spent some time with my cousin Todd and his wife and family. They live in East Bernard and know the Doika Brothers very well, and always go up to Wurstfest with them. They get a two or three hotel rooms all together, and they all spend a lot of time hanging out over the weekend. So I really enjoyed listening to the Doika Brothers a couple weeks ago. Right before that, Buttons and Banjo from Wisconsin doing the Saddle Horse Polka. Kenny Shuda and his orchestra out of Nebraska doing the Little Tavern Waltz, Huspolko Mila. And like I said, we started that off with Jerry Mazanet's A Tribute and one called Today You Are Mine Polka. And that's going to just about wrap it up for another hour of Czech Classics then and now. I want to thank you so much for stopping by once again. Looking out here in the window right now at a beautiful blue sky. It's almost spring-like. I almost have to turn the air conditioner on. I was talking to my Facebook buddy Dan Kahanek here in Taylor yesterday. He said that between Friday and Saturday, I think we got about 5 3/4 inches of rain. Had a big, huge storm come through. A lot of you guys probably got the same deal. But it was nice to get some rain. I still have a little bit of a lake in my backyard, but I will take it. I always take rain. So I hope you got some, just enough. You guys up north with all that snow, I hope you guys are hanging in there. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be back in a couple of weeks with a Christmas show because we're getting in the holiday spirit. Oh, but that reminds me. It should be running now. Check out 24/7 Christmas Heaven. Christmas music 24 hours a day run by the same generous people that run 24/7 Polka Heaven, Mr. Ray Zalakar, and everybody. I myself have about 5 different 1-hour shows on there. I don't know when they're going to run, so you know what? Just listen 24 hours a day, and at some point, you'll hear one of them. But I think you'll enjoy them. I'll have them up on my website in a week or so. So check there if you don't get a chance to hear them, but do check out 24/7 Christmas Heaven. Just go to 24/7 Polka Heaven and look for the link. So we're going to get on out of here now. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with the Christmas show. Here's Vrajil's Polka Band, one called Plowing the Field. So until next time, everybody take care. Stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.